There's so much advice to give people, and then, but ultimately, I feel like people have to find their own way with it. I guess the one advice that I, piece of advice I have is sort of cryptic. It's, somebody said it to me once, and I think it's really true. To never doubt yourself, but never believe yourself either. And I guess the way that translates for me is that you should never doubt your worth. Like, you should never doubt your love of poetry. I don't think I have ever doubted the fact that I love what I do, and you know, this whole like, am I a poet or aren't I a poet? And you just should do what you should just do it, like, because you don't even need to know why. Just don't have that doubt that stops you from even writing on the page. So there should be none of that doubt. But the never believe yourself thing either is at the same time to not get full of yourself in the sense that you're not going to grow. Never believe yourself would be like if an older poet, if you're working with a teacher, just decide like for this semester or this workshop that I'm doing with, you know, the great poet out there, that I'm just going to do whatever they say. I'm going to be an apprentice to them. I'm going to listen and really try to hear what they're saying, and not, you know, not try to second guess it, not try to like say, oh, well, that doesn't apply to me, or argue with them, or, you know, I'm not that kind of poet, because you're young, and I mean, everyone can grow and everyone can always learn. And so when I say don't believe yourself, I mean don't believe that sort of egoistic part of all of us that can just rise up and say, you know, oh, I'm just perfect now. I don't have to do anything. I know everything about everything there is to know, and I'm the expert. And because if that's the case, then you're never going to evolve. And evolving and doing new things is the most exciting part of poetry and writing, I think.